I live on top of the hill. I'm 860 feet of elevation, 10 feet above ground level. I'm north of Boyne City, south of Walloon Lake. There's a tower, and I'm about a half a mile from that cell tower on the top of the Boyne Mountain Range.
Okay, very good. Well, I don't know what your weekend is like, but the Cadillac swap is tomorrow testing. And if I were you, I would go there and just pass those two tests and get it out of the way.
Well, you know, I thought about that, Ron, but, you know, I don't want to offend my peeps right here in local town by going someplace else. They made all the effort to do this testing, and I went through their very first test. Don't you think that I would be offending those guys if I went and got my license somewhere else?
Not at all. Not at all. It's about passing. It's about passing. It's nothing else, you know. And if your VEs have egos, yeah, no. So the Gaylord Club also tests pretty much every VE, and I do VE for them, but I belong to that club, but I haven't participated in a while, so I don't know where they are schedule-wise. That swap is coming up in, I believe it's September this year, not October. But no, it's about passing. And if you think you're ready, you know, and you know, my other comment, I applaud entrepreneurs in ham radio, in radio, in electronics in general, but it pains me to see people go and pay money for that kind of study material when it's all out there for free. You know, it's not slick, it's not assembled, but it just, for some reason, and I don't know why, it's me. It's certainly me, and I'm not faulting you for what you did, because it works for you. Just, a lot of people talk about, there's that other one, the ham prep study, whatever, and people swear by it. And if it works for you, that's great. But, you know, you can go on AA9PW.com and take all the free tests you want and spend a dime. So, anyhow, Bentley, maybe I won't catch you. I think you said you're leaving tomorrow.